Good afternoon, Ginger Adventurers. This is your hostess, Ginger, and I'm going to be reviewing yet another episode of One Piece. This is episode 5. For those of you that would like to watch One Piece, you can see it on Hulu if you have a subscription, or you can watch it on Crunchyroll for free. Those of you with a premium subscription can watch it with no ads. So it opens up to Nami running away with a map. She's got all these bad guys chasing her. And of course, it shows us what we ended at from the last episode, where Luffy falls out of the sky directly in front of her. And of course, in front of Buggy's guys. A terrifying, mysterious power, Captain Buggy, the clown pirate. Nami's trying to act like Luffy's her boss. They've seen each other before, but they've not actually officially met. That's just wrong. Now they think that they've got Nami's boss when Luffy doesn't know Nami yet. Man, you have to love Luffy's punches. They're just amazing. She wonders if they killed him. Man, she's gonna know so well later that could never happen. Who are you? I'm a talented thief who steals treasure from pirates. He wants to pass until he says that he's hungry, and she says she can lead him to food. So of course he's gonna go with her because Luffy's always hungry. The map was just sitting out? What? He thinks he was making fun of his nose because he said as plain as a nose on my face. Okay, Buggy's a clown. He's got a big red nose on. It's so funny. This is great, though, because you get to see what Buggy can do. I mean, okay, it's mean, but it's funny at the same time. Buggy just looks hysterical. I can't take him seriously. I mean, he's a villain, but he's dressed as a clown. Okay. I mean, okay, what he can do seriously is, like, it's really bad, but it's funny. Nami wants to earn 1,000,000 berries, no matter how hard it is or how long it takes, for a specific reason that we've not been told yet. And now Luffy discovers Nami is a top-notch navigator, which he needs. Nami despises pirates. She doesn't want to be on Luffy's crew. That's hysterical. Since I know what's going to happen later, that's really hilarious right now. Nami is a master manipulator. She's trying to tell Luffy that she'll join his crew if he does a couple of things, but she doesn't really intend to join his crew. Nami just walks up with Luffy tied up in a rope, all calm, confident. Oh, she is such a liar. Dude, pirates are not that dumb. Okay, some of them are, but not all of them. She's looking for ways to steal more things as well as take back the chart. That is just, oh my goodness, Nami is so much. It's time to prepare the what? The Buggy Ball. Oh, okay. It's a cannon with a huge ball with a skeleton that's looking like a clown being trapped into the cannon. This is not good. It is aimed at houses. This is not good. Explosion in the middle of town. That is so not good. Buggy's crew is, of course, celebrating. Nami is horrified. Buggy says he should have no problem conquering the Grand Line, and Luffy pipes up from his cages and curly and says, but that's my goal. Now Buggy's telling her to use one of his buggy balls to destroy her boss, Luffy, who's not actually her boss. Nami hesitates too long, so one of the other crew members goes to light the cannon. Nami takes out her stick and beats him. Nami admits that the pirates took the life of someone really special to her, so she's never going to be a pirate. Of course, which makes Buggy send his men after her, because obviously she's not going to be part of his pirate crew. Dang! She puts out the fuse by putting her hands directly on the fire. Oh, that hurts. That hurts. Yes! 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 Zoro steps in. Oh, yes. I love Zoro. He steps in with his three sword style. Keeps Nami from getting hurt. Oh, yes. How do you get into these situations? First a bird flies off with you, and now I fight you in a cage. Just hurry up and get me out of here. Oh, Buggy wants to kill Zoro. Oh, I'd like to see him try. You can't slice and dice Buggy because his devil fruit gives him very unique powers. No, he's not weak. It really wasn't that easy. Just wait. Just wait. Well, there's a reason why his crew's laughing, because Zoro, you did not just defeat Buggy. You see that right there? Yeah. No, those pieces all came back together. Ooh, yeah. Zoro just got stabbed. It looks serious. It looks serious. I'm a chop-chop person, and now I can never be defeated by the saw. Oh, I don't know. That's just creepy. I don't know if I would be proud of that. Luffy doesn't think before he speaks. It just all comes flying out of his mouth. Oh, that's funny. They stab a sword at him, and Luffy just bites it and breaks it. Worry not, Nami. You're not done for. I know you feel like it is, but you're not done for. Look at Luffy. He's so calm. He has a smile on his face. You better have a plan, or we're all gonna die here. Luffy's like, it's no worries. Don't worry. Get the monologuing. It distracts them every time. Now the cannon's pointing at Buggy and his crew. Oh. Nami lights the fuse to the Buggy Ball. Oh, that's where they leave it. To be continued. Friends, if you enjoyed this episode or any of my other episodes, if you could consider subscribing to my channel by going to adventuresofgenture.buzzsprout.com and clicking on the button, it's just $3 a month, and that really helps me out to keep creating these podcasts. Also, if you just want to reach out to give me a shout-out, comment, question, you can reach me at adventuresofgenture@gmail.com, facebook.com/adventuresofgenture, on Twitter at Ginger Adventure, or I have a YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/@adventuresofginger. See you on the wild side.